Today we're gonna go over the best Aeroplan cards in Canada. Let's get it. First, we have the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite. This is a great affordable card that can allow you to rack up Aeroplan points without breaking the bank on the annual fee. For a quick refresher, Aeroplan is Air Canada's loyalty program and it's one of the better programs in the world. Essentially how Aeroplan works is you earn points by flying with Air Canada and its partner airlines, staying at partner hotels, renting out cars, and using credit cards that earn Aeroplan points, which ding ding is why you're watching this video. We want those free flights. 1.5 times the points on gas, grocery, and purchases through Air Canada, including Air Canada Vacations, and 1 point per dollar spent on all other purchases. You'll also earn points twice with stores that are partnered with Aeroplan, so you would use your card and then you would scan your Aeroplan card to get double the points. You'll also get 50% more Aeroplan points at Starbucks when you link your card to the Starbucks app. So definitely lower multiples here, but their sign-on bonus is pretty solid right now at 55,000 Aeroplan points, and you earn it by doing the following. So you'll earn a welcome bonus of 10,000 Aeroplan points when you make your first purchase with your new card, which is like super easy. Earn 30,000 points when you spend $5,000 within 180 days of the account opening, plus earn an anniversary bonus of 15,000 points when you spend $7,500 within 12 months of the account opening. So these are not the craziest hurdles to get the points, and 55,000 of them could get you 1 to 2 round trips in North America, or roughly 1 round trip to Europe, assuming you fly coach, so pretty solid. Now, with this being an Aeroplan card, you are gonna get some pretty nice perks to boot with your points. So you're gonna get your first year's annual fee waived, which is awesome, and then it's $139 per year after that. You'll earn 1,000 status qualifying miles and 1 status qualifying segment for every $10,000 of net purchases made. Now, what this means is Aeroplan has different levels of status for frequent flyers, and you can get certain perks for achieving a certain status, like priority boarding, lounge access, etc. So this perk helps you reach elite status way quicker. As a quick aside, I'm thinking of actually doing a full Aeroplan program review, even though it's quite daunting, in the future, so comment below if you think I should do it. Some other benefits that you get with this card is the standard Visa Infinite perks that we have touched on in the past, like their concierge service, hotel collection, dining series, etc. A lot of the stuff you probably won't use, but it's kind of a nice stat. Now, the insurance on this card is pretty solid, but it's definitely not as beefed up as some of the other cards will be on this list. But you do have your standard flight delay, baggage delay, travel accident coverage, and all kinds of different coverages that is part and parcel with higher level cards. Now, with $3,000 worth of spending reasonably across categories, you're gonna get just over $1,900 in value in your first year and $600 to $700 in value every year after that, net of the annual fee. So hey, pretty fantastic surplus and a very reasonably price card for the value and perks that you get. To be honest, I don't really love the multiples on this card and the perks are kind of lackluster, but you really do get a great bang for your buck. And if you don't want to pay a fat annual fee, then this could be a great alternative. Next, we have the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite Privilege card, which is the top tier version of the previous card and is likely the best card that TD has to offer. You're gonna get 2 extra points for every dollar spent on eligible purchases made direct through Air Canada, including Air Canada Vacations, 1.5 times the points on every dollar spent on eligible gas, grocery, travel, and dining purchases, and 1.25 times the points on everything else. And like the first card, you can earn points twice at stores that are partnered with Aeroplan, blah, blah. Now, TD actually recently increased their sign-on bonus for this card, and it's 115,000 points, which is more than double the previous card, and is one of the best sign-on bonuses that is out there right now, and it's broken down like this. You'll earn a welcome bonus of 20,000 Aeroplan points when you make your first purchase with your new card. Again, super easy. You'll earn an additional 60,000 points when you spend $7,500 within 180 days of the account opening. Plus, you'll earn an anniversary bonus of 35,000 points when you spend $12,000 within 12 months of the account opening. Now, with the TD Infinite Privilege, you're getting pretty much all the benefits of the previous TD card, like reaching status quicker, Nexus credit, etc. But you're also getting a lot more. Unlimited lounge access to Maple Leaf lounges at airports all over North America. You'll get access to priority airport services like priority boarding, priority baggage handling, and priority airport standby, priority airport upgrades. You're getting priority everything. You'll also get a free Dragon Pass membership and 6 free annual passes to more than 1,200 airport lounges worldwide. So hey, very handy for waiting for flights in comfort, but it's not unlimited like the Amex Platinum. So it's a good perk. It's just not the best that's out there. Also, if you spend $25,000 in your first year, which is just over 2K a month in spending, you'll also get a round trip ticket for a companion anywhere in the world for $99 plus taxes and fees, etc. A little bit, but I mean like a fantastic price for a companion, which is pretty cool. You'll also get all the perks of being a Visa Infinite member, but there's additional perks for being a Visa Infinite Privilege member. You'll get things like priority security lanes at international and domestic checkpoints at places like Toronto City, Vancouver, Ottawa, Montreal, priority airport taxi and limo lane, and some other benefits that make your airport experience more smooth. Notably though, Toronto Pearson isn't on that list, so that's a little bit unfortunate. Now the insurance on this card is pretty awesome here. It's as robust as it gets with about a dozen coverages with very generous limits, so definitely a plus. On $3,000 a month in spending reasonably spread across categories, you're gonna get just under $2,700 in value in your first year and $400 to $500 or so every year after that, net of the annual fee, plus all the perks we just discussed. And with a card like this, it's primarily for the perks. The multiples aren't as like nuts. Now the annual fee here, definitely a lot higher at $599. Now you will net out positive if you have a decent enough spend with this card, but that margin is a little bit tight. It's something to consider. Overall, this is the highest tier card that TD has to offer, and it's a great card overall with a fat sign-on bonus. So if you're good with the annual fee and you'll put it to good use, it could be a good option for you. Next, we have the CIBC Aeroplan Visa Infinite Privilege, which is very, very similar to the card we just covered, but there are some differences. You're gonna get 2x the points for every dollar spent on eligible purchases made direct through Air Canada, including Air Canada Vacations, 1.5x the points on every dollar spent on eligible gas, grocery, travel, and dining purchases, and 1.25x the points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. And like the first two cards, you earn points twice at stores that are partnered with Aeroplan. Now, if you're paying attention, those are the exact same multiples as the TD version. The CIBC Infinite Privilege sign-on bonus right now is 90,000 points, which is fantastic, but notably 25,000 points less than the TD Infinite Privilege. Now, how you collect these points is you'll get 20,000 when you make your first purchase with the card. Again, very easy. 40,000 Aeroplan points when you spend $3,000 or more during your first 4 monthly statement periods, and 30,000 Aeroplan points as an additional anniversary bonus. So while it's 25,000 less points, it's actually much easier to get these 90,000 points versus the spending requirements of the TD version. So definitely something to consider. With this card, you're also gonna get some pretty amazing perks. You'll get unlimited access to Maple Leaf lounges all over North America. You're getting the same priority boarding, baggage, handling, and priority airport standby, and all the same as the TD. You'll get 6 complimentary visits at 1,200 plus lounges globally through the Visa Airport Companion program, which is good, but again, it's not unlimited. Plus, you'll get a Nexus application fee rebate, again, pretty much the same as the TD version. Now, on $3,000 a month in spending reasonably spread across categories, you're gonna get around $2,200 in value in your first year and $400 to $500 or so every year after that, net of the annual fee, plus all the perks we just discussed. So like very similar to the TD card, it's a very strong card overall. Insurance is spectacular here with all the travel coverage you could want at incredibly generous amounts. So again, you can travel with a lot of peace of mind. The annual fee, my friends, is $599 still quite high. And it, again, decent spend. It could make sense if you net out positive, but it is something to consider because it is quite a high annual fee. Again, there's subtle differences between the two Infinite Privilege cards, but I really like how much easier the sign-on bonus is for the CIBC version, and you're virtually getting the same perks. Might make sense to go with CIBC here. Next, we have the American Express Aeroplan Reserve. This is Amex's premium Aeroplan offering, and to me, it might be one of the best on this list. You're getting 3x the points on eligible purchases made directly with Air Canada and Air Canada Vacations, 2x the points on eligible dining and food delivery purchases in Canada, and 1.25x the points on everything else. And of course, you double up with Aeroplan and Aeroplan partners, yeah. Now, the sign-on bonus for this card is 85,000 Aeroplan points, and you get it like this. 55,000 points after spending 6,000 in net purchases on your card within the first 6 months, plus earn an additional 5,000 Aeroplan points for each monthly billing period in which you spend $1,000 in purchases on your card for the first 6 months. So basically, if you spend at least $1,000 a month on this card over that amount of time, you'll get the full 85,000 points. Now, 85,000 points, it is a bit lower than the privilege offers that are out right now, but it's nothing to sneeze at. You could still get multiple flights for that in US or domestically, potentially international flights as well. That's still a ton of points. Similar to the privilege cards, you're getting priority airport check-in, priority boarding, priority baggage handling when you fly with Air Canada. You'll have unlimited access to Air Canada Maple Leaf lounges all over North America and Air Canada cafes in North America for you and a guest, which is a pretty nice touch. You'll also get worldwide airport lounge access with a priority pass membership, as the $99 annual priority pass membership fee is waived for card members, and each lounge visit is subject to a usage fee at the prevailing rate. This is a little bit confusing because what it's basically trying to say is that all other airport lounges that aren't Maple Leaf lounges that Priority Pass allows access to, you may or may not have to pay to get in, and it's subject to the rules in that specific lounge. So it's definitely a downside when you compare it to the Infinite Privilege cards, where you get those 6 passes free, and then you're sort of in this scenario where you may have to pay, you may not have to pay. So it's kind of something to consider. Another perk unique on this list is you get priority security at Pearson for my GTA folks or people who fly into Toronto often, meaning you fly the hell past everyone at security, which is great, as well as other benefits like parking discounts, valet, etc. But this priority security thing is like It's amazing. It's amazing. On $3K a month and spending reasonably spread across categories, you're going to get over $2,000 in value in your first year and $400 or so every year after that, net of the annual fee, plus all the perks. Again, the margin here with the after years is going to be a bit lower, similar to the TD privilege and the CIBC privilege. With respect to insurance, it's pretty comparable to the others. Super strong, a lot of coverage here. Now, all these premium benefits are not free, and as such, there's a $599 fee, just like the privileges. Overall, there's certainly nuances between the privileges and the reserve, but they're fairly similar and they're the same price. It's really gonna depend which perks and factors move the needle for you specifically if you are considering getting a premium Aeroplan card. And last but certainly not least, I feel like I mention this card every single video, the Amex Cobalt, and I did a full review that you can check out above. But you might be wondering, Nate, that's not an Aeroplan card. I know. But with Amex allowing you to transfer over membership rewards points to Aeroplan points one-to-one, as well as that likely being the best use of membership rewards points, the Cobalt is like kind of an Aeroplan card, and it is really one of the best ways to rack up Aeroplan points. With the Cobalt, you're getting 5 times the points on eats and drinks. This includes cafes, bars, and most importantly, grocery stores, which is spectacular. 3 times the points on streaming services. So this is things like Disney Plus, Netflix, Apple TV. 2 times the points on travel and transit. So gas, bus tickets, Ubers, flights, and 1 times the points on everything else. You'll also earn 1 additional membership rewards points for every dollar you charge to your Cobalt card on eligible hotel and car rental bookings made with American Express Travel. Now, these are some of the best multiples on your spend that you're gonna get in the country, and I've been saying that forever. Now, with respect to the sign-on bonus, in your first year as a new Cobalt member, you will earn an additional 2,500 membership rewards points for every monthly billing period in which you spend at least $500 in net purchases to your card, and this can add up to that 30,000 points. Now, with the Cobalt, you do earn pretty fantastic multiples on your spend, but you definitely aren't getting all the crazy travel perks that the previous cards have. Though you do get a 100 USD hotel credit to use at amenities like dining, spa, or other leisure facilities when charged to the room, and a potential 1 category room upgrade at check-in when available. And you're also getting all the benefits of being an Amex member, like front of the line tickets, Amex experience, stuff that's similar to the infinite privilege benefits. The insurance on the Cobalt certainly isn't as beefed up as the previous cards. For example, baggage delay, flight delay coverage, things like that. It's 500 a piece, when some of the other cards, it was 1,000, sometimes more. But you do still get 10 different coverages, and objectively, it's great coverage for a credit card, but if peace of mind, having the beefed up insurance really, really matters to you, it's definitely not as much as some of the other cards. Now, with $3,000 in spending reasonably spread across categories, you're gonna get $2,000 in value in your first year, then just over $1,500 in value every year after that, net of the annual fee, which is some of the highest after first year returns you're going to get on your spending. The key advantage that the Cobalt has compared to some of the other higher tier cards is that yes, it does lack the fancy pants perks, but its annual fee is $155, which is significantly less than the infinite privileges and the reserve card, and you get some of the best returns in the game. Now, if you want to know what the 6 best overall cards are in Canada, click the video here to check it out, and I'll see you in the next